Former U.S. President Bill Clinton called for more help for earthquake-ravaged Haiti today. While in the capital, Port-au-Prince, a French search team that refused to go home after rescue efforts were officially stopped last week, lifted a 17-year-old girl alive after over 2 weeks of being buried beneath rubble. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, however, Clinton spoke of a lack of food, water and trucks to distribute what aid has arrived in the Caribbean island nation. The chairperson of a corruption watchdog, Transparency International, also warned donor nations to control the destination of aid money. Meanwhile, in neighbouring Geneva, the United Human Rights Council met to discuss the human rights aspects of the recovery efforts. The permanent representative of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, says human rights need to be the foundation of any reconstruction plans in the nation. Charles Collins reports.
In his address, Archbishop Tomasi said the church has also been hard and painfully hit by the death of many of its members in the earthquake. This includes the Archbishop of Port-au-Prince and many religious priests and seminarians. A great number of social and pastoral workers, several of them foreigners, have also died. The Archbishop also pointed out that schools, hospitals, and clinics run by the church have also been destroyed. Archbishop Tomasi says an emergency such as this shows more clearly the need and value of respecting human rights. He said in the case of Haiti, the right to life, to food, water, health, development, and an adequate life expectancy were already largely absent. He emphasized the recent tragedy is a call to the solidarity of the international community to respond immediately to these requirements of the Haitian people and to place these human rights at the base of a healthy plan of reconstruction. However, he stressed the well-meaning and generous international assistance provided to Haiti, first of all, should offer the Haitian people the capacity to rebuild their needed infrastructures and to assume their political and social responsibility. Archbishop Tomasi concluded by saying the church will continue to actively collaborate in rebuilding the country by promoting the most basic human rights and by contributing to the health and educational advancement of the Haitian people in their just aspiration to a life of freedom and dignity. I'm Charles Collins.